Good afternoon, everybody. Obviously, today is the day of the pie competition. We are now going to present the prizes, me and my lovely judge, Jan. First of all, I'll do a few thanks, as always. Thanks to the pub again for running the competition. And to Robbo and his reduced staff. Sorry, something I didn't mention, as we normally do after this, after the prizes have been given, you can all then go and taste the pies, and then we'll be doing an auction, which is the main reason why we're here.
Don't eat the auction,
because we're here to make money for Macmillan's, and that's why everybody's become involved.
And overall, I have to say, compared to the last occasion, the standard is much higher. And even though we did have a few soggy bottoms, we also had some crumbly bottoms, some tough leathery bottoms, didn't we, judges? Yes.
We could have made a saddle out of those.
Yeah. And a little bit flaky as well. So maybe the pies do reflect some of the makers.
And quite frankly, I wouldn't worry. Any dog and pheasant competition that went without a cock-up would be a big surprise. I'm talking to cock-ups, I'm about to do the prizes now. Oh, shit. Anything. It's called Comedy China. First prize, novelty prize is for the ugliest pie, although we've done that every year. And some serious kooks have won the ugly prize, Ed Brooke and Steedman and Gareth.
Go on, mate.
But this year it goes, probably for the second time, I think, to our esteemed landlord, Robbo.
Thank you.
Which I think was created from something you found on the floor at the end. Right, okay, so the next thing is, you're all free to go next door and sample the pies. Just sample the ones on the main table, because everybody who's done pies have done two, one for eating now, and one that we will auction after you've all tasted them and gone, bloody hell, I'd pay 30 quid for that one. And then when we do the auction, you'll get that opportunity.
And there was another one in Sheboygan Park Street, New Park Street, called Artie Bedders. Artie, you know, he's been dead years and years ago. He used to sing his head off, his head come out the pub. Drunk as a fool.
Well, my abiding memory of George was he had the cart and he used to take furniture around, because he had one or two houses in Castlefields. He had quite a few in Dorset Street, I believe, at the time. And if you wanted to move a little bit of furniture, he'd get his horse, Peggy. And as children, we used to jump onto the back of the cart. Of course, he'd shout at you, you know, get off there, the police will have you. But my abiding memory of him, I think he'd had a couple to drink. He bought Peggy, the horse, up to the Canal Tavern and outside, and we were inside. Next thing, he said, the horse wants a drink. And one of the wags in the pub turned round and said, well, bring him in. Bring her in. And he brought the horse into the pub and give it a pint of beer.
Mum, when I was, I suppose, 8, 9, 10, used to send me occasionally to the what did they call it? It was a little place with a shutter that you knocked on it and they opened it and asked you what you wanted. And I said I'd come to collect a bottle of Guinness for my mother, because she used to like to have the odd one now and again at home. Because ladies, generally speaking, in those days, simply, if you were a lady, you did not go into a pub.